Art, I know the game is over, but many fans are not over it, and we have you giving us some answers to some of the big questions fans still have. And the first one is, in the first half, they had a choice of kicking a field goal or trying to get a first down at 4th and 1, and they chose to run it, and they didn't make it. What did Pete Carroll have to say about that?
Well, Carroll said that he thought about kicking the field goal, but they were in a good position at the 11-yard line to get a first down, to get eventually a touchdown. And I'm okay with that decision. What I'm not okay with was the play that he called. It was what's known as a fullback dive, a quick handoff to Michael Robinson, and it's worked 6 of the 7 times that they've called it on 4th and 1 during the regular season. But Atlanta knew it was coming. And in playoff football, you have to break your tendencies.
Another question that I have, and I know a lot of fans have, is when they ran out of time at the end of the first half when they were trying to score.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was sacked on a 3rd down play and was attempting to get the team lined up in time to beat the clock for a 4th down attempt at the end zone. They did get a snap off and the ball was thrown. But the clock that was visible to TV viewers was the Fox TV clock. It was not the game clock. The referee on the field blew the play dead before the snap because time had run out. And so the Atlanta defense heard the whistle to end the half and quit on the play.
All right, so the Seahawks go down 20-0 at the half. They make an amazing comeback, one of the greatest comebacks in NFL playoff history. They're up 28-27 in the very end of the game. And with 31 seconds left, the defense allows the Falcons to make 2 long passes to get into field goal range.
That will haunt defensive coordinator Gus Bradley. There was a 5th guy charging the quarterback, but he started from too deep. He didn't get close enough to make that extra person a difference maker. And this problem occurred in at least 4 other games where long gains were completed with time running out that made the difference in the game. It was a real vulnerability for the Seahawks.
So then, what everyone saw, the Falcons making a 49-yard field goal, but the kicker had an extra kick to get off there. What happened with that?
Well, as is custom in the NFL, when a big kick is ready, the coach of the defensive team calls a timeout. Pete Carroll called a timeout, and the kicker, nevertheless, had a practice kick and missed it.
Right.
And then when they reset, he kicked the game winner. Pete Carroll said after the game that he spoke before the game to referees about what they would do in that situation because he had seen a previous playoff game in which the extra kick was allowed. And the referees told him, we will not allow that if you call a timeout in time. And then Pete said, how will you stop that? Because it is not a penalty if the kick follows through. But the NFL, I think, because Pete Carroll will push this, will identify a procedure in the offseason to clean that up so that there isn't any dispute.
All right, well, we're in the offseason now, and there are going to be changes to the Seahawks coaching staff. Defensive coordinator Gus Bradley is now going to be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is what happens when you have success, especially when you have unusual success.
But the key players are staying put.
Most every key member of the team is under contract for next year, so they have an opportunity to keep this young core together, and they have 10 draft picks in the 7 rounds. Of the April draft, and given what John Schneider, the general manager, has done, everyone is very happy that he's got multiple opportunities here to improve the team.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.